The lawsuit claims the state has not carried out the obligations laid out in its constitution. Attorney Jody Siegel represents Citizens for Strong Schools.
From the trial court, we're seeking a declaration that the state of the education system, the public education system, and the state has not complied with its constitutional duty in order to provide for a uniform, efficient, and high-quality system of public education.
The suit also takes aim at the Board of Education's use of public funding for charter schools and voucher programs. Siegel's client wants the case to return to the trial court, but a judge there has previously declined to make a ruling, questioning whether the constitutional wording is even an issue to be settled by the court. Siegel laid out for state justices what recourse her client is seeking.
We are not asking for specific appropriations. We're not asking for a specific enactment. We are asking for a declaration, and then the next step would be that the state would come back with a remedial plan and comply with the declaration.
Rocco Testani, an attorney representing the Board of Education, says the plaintiff didn't argue the case well enough to convince the trial court the constitutional language isn't subjective.
When you look at not only their complaint, but the evidence they presented and the questions the trial court repeatedly asked of them, what are you asking me to do? How do I know the system isn't a high-quality system? What is the standard by which we're supposed to measure that? And they were all over the map.
Testani says the trial court concluded the level of resources available to school districts is not related to performance disparities. The state Supreme Court has not indicated when it will publish a finding in the case. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.